T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi Awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad in the morning. Steve McIntosh now at 27 degrees at 8:30 here on this Wednesday morning. An early morning car accident Tuesday injured a mother and child and sent another man to a hospital. It happened on McLean, just north of Central. Wichita police say one of the vehicles crossed the center line and hit the other oncoming vehicle. The woman and her child had to be cut from their SUV. They were reported to have serious injuries. Driver of the other vehicle was reported with critical injuries. Well, it was a jam-packed Wichita City Council meeting Tuesday.
The city wants to reduce the boundaries of the East Bank Redevelopment District and expand the Westbound Redevelopment District in downtown Wichita and the Delano districts. That public hearing is now set for December 17th. The city also reached an agreement with Douglas Market Development, LLC, to issue industrial revenue bonds for the Kansas Health Science Center, a $75 million medical education campus. Construction is set to begin in earnest next year and open in the summer of 2022. IRBs were also approved for several other Wichita companies, most notably $23 million for Spirit Aerosystems. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
The so-called whistleblower who filed the complaint about President Trump's phone call with the Ukraine leader in July is now the subject of his own whistleblower complaint over his GoFundMe account.
In a letter to the Intelligence Community Inspector General, a Washington law firm says their client believes the whistleblower is soliciting illicit funds on the internet to pay for legal bills. The complaint says the donations clearly constitute gifts to a current intelligence official that may be restricted because of the employee's official position. The complaint asks the IG to investigate each and every donation to determine if it is from a prohibited source or if a foreign citizen or agent of a foreign government made gifts to this intelligence official.
Fox's John Roberts reporting that account has been pledged more than $250,000. Upgraded charges for a Minneapolis man accused of assaulting an elderly man as he got off a Metro Transit bus.
23-year-old Leroy Davis Miles is now charged with second-degree unintentional murder. This after the death of the 75-year-old victim Tuesday. Police say he boarded the bus last week along with Davis Miles and his companions. Davis Miles is accused of punching the man when he got off the bus. He fell backwards and hit his head on the pavement. What was the motive? Bus surveillance video shows the victim asking the group Davis Miles was with not to be so loud. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Wichita and Sedgwick County Crime Stoppers are asking for the public's help in solving an armed robbery at a car wash.
The incident took place Wednesday, October 30th at around 8 in the evening at Zip's Car Wash in the 700 block of North Webb Road. Two employees were performing closing duties around the drive-through kiosk when a man approached from a tree line demanding money.
The suspect told the victim to put the dispensers down. While pointing a gun at him, the suspect then took the dispensers and put them into a navy blue and white duffel bag. He was last seen running to the southeast of that location towards Central Avenue. No one was injured in this particular incident, and the only loss is a large amount of cash.
A photo of the suspect can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you have any information about the suspect, you're asked to call 316-267-2111. Submit an online tip or download the free mobile tip app. Remember, your anonymous tip makes you eligible for a possible reward of up to $2,500. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Days after more than 450 Oklahoma inmates walked out of prison in the nation's largest single-day commutation, a group that championed that effort launched a new initiative to reduce the state's high incarceration rate. The bipartisan group of business, political, and religious leaders filed a constitutional ballot initiative Tuesday that would prohibit prosecutors in Oklahoma from using previous felony convictions to enhance sentences in nonviolent cases. Now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. It's not as cold as it was yesterday at this time, and good news, temperatures continue to warm up a bit more as we go throughout the day. Breezy today with a high near 50. We become partly cloudy overnight, our low 27, and then sunny on Thursday with a high 49. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
And now a partly cloudy sky, 27 degrees, and we've got a south wind gusting to 28 miles per hour, so it's still uncomfortable out there this morning. The wind chill is 14. 8:34 now, Stephen's 10 of the morning here on KNSS. That means it's time for entertainment news. The Blur, this morning with Jad Chambers blurring. Jad?
A heartwarming moment in a game show going viral. Here's Fox's Carly Shimkus with more.
Jeopardy host Alex Trebek moved to tears by a contestant's final answer.
Did you come up with the right one? No? What is We Love You Out? That's very kind. Thank you. Cost you... $19.95. You're left with $5. Okay.
Contestant Deruv Gower writing, "We love you, Alex," in place of a real answer to the final Jeopardy question. He explained his decision on Twitter, saying Trebek had just announced he would be re-entering treatment for pancreatic cancer, adding, "I'm just very grateful I got the opportunity to say what I know everyone was thinking."
It's a great moment there.
Wow. How about that?
Yeah.
Alex Trebek.
Really, a good moment in entertainment.
It was.
Fox's Ashley Dvorkin sits down with the stars of the upcoming Christmas film, Last Christmas.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile on Michelle Yeoh, who, along with Amelia Clark and Henry Golding, star in the new holiday rom-com Last Christmas. Yeoh plays Santa, who owns the all-year Christmas shop Clark's character Kate works in. The movie follows Kate as she changes up a series of bad decisions after a life-changing meeting. Yeoh says the film has that positive festive feel, but also deals with real issues.
Like all Christmas movies, it's about family, mm-hmm. about love at the end of the day. But as we start the film, you could see that there's the darker side of it, that we actually is always there during Christmas because there will be someone who is very far away from home and will feel the loneliness even more. There will be people who are dealing with depression. There are the homeless. There are the people who have migrated to a new country and have not been embraced by the people. So, you know, there are all these issues. And I think what I love about Last Christmas is we do deal with these issues, but in a more fuzzy way.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
A Blur follow-up, Steve.
A Blur follow-up.
Well, as reported yesterday, Disney Plus crashed after launching. Well, at least for a lot of people out there. It wasn't exactly the smoothest rollout they could have had. Well, we've got a little bit more on that one. A follow-up from Fox's Michelle Polino.
The launch date for Disney's brand new streaming service, Disney Plus, came and crashed, forcing Disney to apologize to subscribers. Writing on Twitter, "The demand for Disney Plus has exceeded our highest expectations," adding that they were working quickly to resolve any current issues. The $7 a month service suffered some technical difficulties hours after launching at 3 a.m., according to downdetector.com. More than 8,000 reports of difficulties were logged, mainly having problems getting into the site, which offers Disney, Pixar, National Geographic, Marvel, and Star Wars content. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
So they released that statement, and I guess that's one way to put it. Another way to put it is, we didn't properly prepare for the rollout, and we should have.
Womp, womp, womp.
That's another way they could have put it.
Yeah,
I grouse, but I'll break down and buy it at some point, I'm sure.
Fine.
I probably will, I imagine. Robert De Niro receiving the Screen Actors Guild Lifetime Achievement Award. The Guild announced that De Niro will be the 56th recipient of its highest honor at its SAG Awards on January 19th in 2020. They cited his extraordinary accomplishments in film and television, including 2 Academy Awards and numerous other honors. De Niro's latest film is The Irishman, playing in theaters in a limited release before arriving on Netflix at the end of the month. It's a Netflix movie. The actor says in a statement, he's honored to receive the award from a union that he's been part of for more than 50 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. On this day, Steve, in music history, Australia's...
The one with the Vegemite sandwich?
Australia's Men at Work began a 15-week run at number 1 on the U.S. album chart with Business as Usual. Released in the U.S. in the spring of 1982, by November, it was number one on the chart. It would remain on top for 15 weeks and sell over 6 million copies.
Wow.
Internationally, it has sold an additional 9 million copies. It is one of the most successful international releases of all time.
Sure.
So, yeah, Men at Work. A big day for them in music history on this day. Late-night talk show comedy last night, Conan O'Brien joking about a new VH1 reality show.
VH1 just announced a new reality show starring the wife of Mexican drug cartel leader El Chapo. VH1 signed her up for a show, yeah. The show is called We Were Afraid to Say No.
They got an offer they couldn't refuse there.
Precisely.
Yeah.
Good joke. Good one from Conan last night on TBS. The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. Fallon jokes about Disney launching their Disney Plus streaming service yesterday.
Well, it's a good day to be inside because the new Disney streaming service launched today. Yep. Disney Plus is available, and it features almost 500 movies. 500 movies, or as Samuel L. Jackson calls it, 1 year of work.
Really?
Not bad. He's in a lot of movies.
Yes.
So that was The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And over on Jimmy Kimmel Live, well, Jimmy joked about the weather.
70% of the country is very cold right now. There's an Arctic air mass bringing record low temperatures. Schools are closed. Snow is on the ground. 13,000 flights were delayed today. In other words, Disney's marketing campaign for Frozen 2 has finally gone too far.
It's working.
Ah, Jimmy Kimmel Live last night. And that's all we have today for The Blur, but every day, Steve, The Blur is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair, family-owned appliance repair. Because Napoleon's team is thankful for all that they do in our community, the month of November, Napoleon would like to offer free service, a free service call to all first responders, EMTs, policemen, firemen.
How about that?
Yeah, so that's in the month of November. Just call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
841 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. And coming up, we've got editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Name for Wichita's baseball team today? That's coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.